Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 6th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. Apple Music is making a big expansion this week as Apple has launched an all-new web app for the streaming music platform. Through this new browser-based interface, Apple Music subscribers can stream from anywhere without having to use a platform-specific application. Apple Music has generally offered a very basic web experience, but Apple is now taking things to the next level. If you're an Apple Music user, this new web interface should look very familiar. Through Apple Music on the web, you can access all of its core functionality, including your library, search, radio, browse, and more. If you have the Sync Library setting enabled, you'll also be able to keep your library the same across Apple Music on all devices and browsers. Furthermore, all Apple Music editorial content can also be found within the new web app. This includes the For You selection and all other curated playlists and charts. The new web app also reacts to your dark mode setting on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac, which is a very nice touch. All in all, the new web app looks very similar to the new music app that's found in macOS Catalina. Expanding Apple Music to the web makes it far more accessible for many people who aren't able to install the iTunes or Apple Music apps. For instance, in many enterprise settings, the browser is the only way for people to access applications. Additionally, it helps Apple move away from supporting iTunes on Windows once the new music app launches on the Mac this fall. The new Apple Music web app is available now in public beta. You currently have to be an existing Apple Music subscriber to use it, but in the future, Apple says new users will be able to sign up through the website. You can try it now at beta.music.apple.com. In other news, Apple has taken its push into consumer finance up a notch recently with the Apple Card and the continued expansion of Apple Pay. Now, Apple Pay Vice President Jennifer Bailey has hinted that Apple is also keeping a close eye on cryptocurrency while looking at new ways to improve Apple Pay. At a private event in San Francisco this week, Bailey explained to CNN that cryptocurrency is something that Apple is watching closely and that it thinks has long-term potential. This is the first time Bailey has acknowledged any interest on Apple's part in cryptocurrency, though it's unclear what the company's intentions might be. Square has added support for trading cryptocurrency to its iOS app, and theoretically similar functionality could also be added to the wallet app on iOS. Whether or not that's something Apple has planned remains to be seen, but nonetheless, it's interesting to hear Bailey comment on cryptocurrency from Apple's perspective. Another thing Bailey acknowledged is that tipping is something that's sometimes harder with Apple Pay, due in large part to the lack of support on certain point-of-sale terminals. Bailey said that Apple is aware that this is an area in which customers want improvements, and that Apple hopes to address it with new tipping features. You can read our full coverage of Bailey's interview at 9to5mac.com. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a ways since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks with features for organizing projects with due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI that lets you quickly add tasks and search by tags. These days, the iOS app also syncs with a companion OmniFocus Mac app, as well as the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple currently offers two frameworks, ResearchKit and CareKit, that allow developers to create for medical research. ResearchKit enables apps to create consent forms, tasks, and surveys with customizable modules. CareKit is focused on enabling developers to build apps that help users manage their medical conditions. Now, 9to5 Mac has learned that engineers at Apple have been working on a new framework to join Apple's family of research-related frameworks. According to people familiar with its development, this new framework will be called SensorKit and allow developers to integrate with various sensors included in Apple's devices, such as the iPhone and Apple Watch. Apps using this framework will get access to a large array of sensors, including ambient light sensor, accelerometer, gyroscope, location metrics, keyboard metrics, the pedometer, Apple Watch heart rate, Apple Watch wrist detection, and even usage reports for apps. There will even be a new research app from Apple where users can manage their participation in various studies, which third parties can release as apps in the App Store. Giving developers of research apps access to the device's sensors will enable new types of research studies to be performed in an easier way than currently possible through Apple's various frameworks. It's currently not clear when this new feature will be announced or released, but it's possible it could be revealed as early as next week. Now, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for a roundup of this weekend's best deals. Trevor?
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Apple Watch Series 4 inventory being cleared out over at Amazon ahead of next week's keynote. You can save upwards of $84 off various models, including both GPS and cellular configurations. As well, iPad Air is up to $55 off at Amazon, with both Wi-Fi and cellular models available too. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Happy Hour podcast with Zach Hall and Benjamin Mayo. We've also got a look at the new Apple Fifth Avenue retail store as it prepares to reopen after 3 years of expansion and remodeling. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like the Omni Group help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned this week and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.